marinating, honey, over there.
Gary, the dish is about to be real juicy and tender today. Swiss Beats returned to the U.S. just in time to save Versus. We'll explain.
Also, Ye West isn't taking it easy when it comes to professing his love for his estranged wife, Kim Kardashian.
Now, Brad and Chewy are out, but Tanner Thompson is dishing with us again.
Also, Andrew Freund will join us later to dish about sitting down with Tom Holland and Mark Wahlberg about their new film, Uncharted.
Oh, sounds like a very juicy, juicy show, Sherry, and I am ready. Can you spill me some of that tea? That sweet, sweet tea?
We got exciting news. For the first time in 3 years, the Oscars will have hosts,
ooh,
plural.
Really?
And notice I said hosts, plural. The 94th Academy Awards will be hosted by Wanda Sykes,
ooh,
Amy Schumer,
ooh,
and my girl Regina Hall.
Yeah.
Oh,
this
my
is going
God.
To be so much fun. We got two comedians and one comedic actress. Oh my goodness. It is also the first time in 35 years since three hosts have hit the stage, and all three women are ecstatic to make history.
Oh.
Okay? So Amy Schumer said, I'm not sure who thought this was a good idea, but I am hosting the Oscars along with my good friend Wanda Sykes and Regina Hall. I better go watch some movies. Okie dokie, girl. Okay, now y'all know Amy Schumer will say and do just about anything, and Wanda Sykes and Regina Hall. So what can the Academy expect?
Sherry, I know Regina is your good friend, but you're hot right now. They could have at least had you hosting. Hell, I mean, it would have been all comedians did, but I mean, you got a lot on your plate, so kudos to them.
Hey, listen, you know what I think?
Gary,
throw a little shade out there. I love Regina. She's hilarious. I think the Academy can expect some good ratings. I think the Oscars, the ratings have been down for a couple years.
Yes.
I think this trio of women can bring a little attention back.
It did good, Will Packer.
Yes, you know, and I know Will, y'all, honey. I really do know him, honey. And it's Black History Month, y'all. So, I mean, he didn't even call me, Sherry. He didn't call me or anything, and I would have loved, honey, to be on stage with all these wonderful ladies here, Craig. I would have loved. We would have had a beautiful time.
You were probably up here taping and your phone was off. He probably called.
He probably called.
I would say check it again.
Yeah.
Will's watching right now, Gary, and he hears you, and I would say just stay close to your phone. It's going to start ringing any second.
Oh, good.
Make sure it's charged.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Versus fans, y'all can now calm down because y'all was a little tight overnight because it seemed like we was about to be charged to view the Versus battles from now on, but it's now back to being viewed for free 99. So it looks like the creators Swizz Beatz and Timbaland faced a lot of backlash for trying to get fans to purchase a VersusTV.com membership in order to view the fan favorite battle, but you can still catch it on Instagram just like at the beginning of the pandemic. It just won't be in like beautiful HD, all right? So Swizz posted the good news on social media yesterday with a Denzel Washington Training Day meme in the caption. See y'all right here tomorrow on Insta at VersusTV. Who y'all rocking with, Anthony Hamilton or Music Soul Child? You also could watch in HD on VersusTV.com. I was out the country. Don't ask me who did it. It's fixed. Blast up. Love y'all. Heart, 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 heart.
Okay, y'all. This is the thing that I hate all the time, HK, when the leader of the pack always goes, I was out the country.
Right.
I didn't know. How did this happen? Nothing gets by anything without going by you. But you tried it. You saw it didn't work. So.
Well, you can't 100% put that on Swizz because, like, Triller has their own thing. They've been charging for this for a while. I just think this is the first time they've been vocal about it and said that it wouldn't be on IG. Mm. But then, like, Swizz had to come through and clean that up because a lot of people exclusively like watching it on Instagram because the comments and all the people jumping in.
Yeah, but I know they were about to do us damn dirty during Black History Month, honey.
That would have been foul.
Because pay, honey. Here we on fixed income.
Mm-hmm. All right, so Tanner, real quick, you know, just for the culture, have you watched the Versus? And if so, what was your favorite one?
Yo, listen up, Headcrack. I have melanin, all right? I watched a few verses this morning, but I've got to catch up on it. I have full confession
there. No, but that was
there.
What you like. You were, like, rocking.
Oh, well, yeah. No, I was just watching Fat Joe and Ja Rule. I mean, that's a throwback. That's a little older, but...
Well, you know what, Tana? I'm sorry, honey. I must confess, the white woman in me comes out with those nice caps because I haven't watched any of them. So
not even Ron Isley and Earth, Wind & Fire?
I haven't watched none of them. Where you
Isley,
find?
Isley, Earth, Wind & Fire, SWV. I mean, come on now, Gary.
Yeah.
The white woman in me comes out.
All right, okay. If there was ever a textbook on how not to get your girl back, Kanye West would be the author. Guys, he's losing it. Yesterday was Lover's Day for everyone, and Ye professed his love once again for his estranged wife, Kim K, by having somebody pull up to her house with a black pickup truck full of roses and the message, "My vision is crystal clear," across the driver's side. Crystal clear, spelled with K's, of course. Anyway, Kim wasn't too thrilled about the delivery because Ye posted a text message combo between the two of them, and instead of thanking him, she asked him to stop posting threats against Pete the Meat because Kanye is creating a dangerous environment and somebody's gonna hurt Pete. Somebody had to say it. Well, you know, Kanye will do anything for Kim, so he asked fans via social media not to hurt Pete, who he lovingly refers to as Skeet.
This man is definitely putting a case for court.
What is going on?
I mean, this is everything a lawyer would dream of.
Well, meanwhile, honey, Pete the Meat, honey, is winning because, baby, he sent flowers to Miss Chloe, honey, on Valentine's Day, and they were beautiful and bright, unlike those dog damn roses he sent Kim, look like they was ready for the funeral home.
I don't know about y'all. I'm just waiting for the Lifetime movie.
Yeah.
Oh, it's coming.
No, baby,
oh,
this ain't
so
Lifetime.
Right,
this is HBO Max, yeah. HK.
Well, Kanye ain't the only guy who wants that old thing back because it seems like Nick Cannon does too. Now, he just dropped a brand new single called Alone on Valentine's Day, no less. And not only does he sample a Mariah Carey song, Love Takes Time, but he's also kind of pining away for his ex. Check it out.
I say I'm cool when I know I miss it. I trade it all for a case. If I could have you back, if I could go back to where we started at.
You know, see, Nick Cannon's doing it right. Like, he gently, you know, campaigns for the love of his life. And he's been doing this for quite some time. But you can tell he truly misses him. But do you think he really wants it back?
I think so, HK. But the problem is he's gently and cautiously trying to court Mariah. But you keep having babies in between. That kind of stops it a little bit.
It's very difficult to gently court someone while you're gently putting babies in somebody else. You
know, Tanner, when your favorite restaurant is closed, you go eat somewhere else. I mean, like, you got to do what you got to do.
Exactly.
Or but, no, HK, maybe you go on a diet.
Yeah. All right, y'all, honey. It's time for a Dish Baby Report. Now, Romeo Miller, y'all, honey, and his beautiful girlfriend, Miss Drew Sangster, welcome to a baby girl, y'all. Now, we don't know her name yet, but we got to see her beautiful face on Instagram. So, congratulations to both of them.
Little Romeo, stay winning.
In Black History Month. That's beautiful.
All right, y'all, sticking with the baby thing, we have an update from Naomi Campbell. The supermodel posed with her 9-month-old daughter on the cover of British Vogue. Now, this cover is just absolutely gorgeous, and she cleared up a misconception about the baby. She said, "She wasn't adopted. She's my child. I can count on one hand the number of people who knew that I was having her, but she is the biggest blessing I could ever imagine." Why you gotta answer the naysayers is beyond me, but even let's go back. You look amazing.
I thought that was like Chloe or Bailey. Like, you know, like she was wild young.
When I tell you, Naomi, if you put out a skincare line, I'm first in line because obviously Noxzema is not working for me.
51, she can get the babies.
That's large. A big baby. Like, she had a 3-year-old.
Very.
That baby big.
Well, all right, y'all. We're switching gears. We want to take a moment to send our hearts out to Tyrese, who lost his mother, Priscilla Murray, yesterday. Now, our thoughts and prayer go out to not only him, but also his family as well. And there's more Dish Nation after the break.
Dish Nation.
Welcome back, y'all. So, look who stopped by. It is Andrew Freund.
I'm here. Hey, guys, I have my interview with Mark Wahlberg and Tom Holland coming up. But first, Sherry, what are we dishing?
Well, Andrew, it looks like Tinder Swindler, y'all remember him? Simon Leviev is trying to turn his fame into a legit career. Oh my gosh, again. He revealed his plans to break into Hollywood after he was exposed in the Netflix documentary for scamming women out of thousands of dollars. Now sources claim that he wants to write a book, he wants to host a dating podcast, and he wants to star on a dating show that includes women competing for his love. Who is your mother?
He has a market. I'm sure he's going to get an agent. I'm sure CAA is going to rep him. He's going to have a TV package, sell a show, have a movie, get his life rights.
I think this boy could be successful, unfortunately.
But, Sherry, let's be honest, though, girl. I mean, honey, could somebody just trick you, honey, out of your money and other things, honey, right now? I mean,
they call husband one and husband 1A. Yeah, absolutely.
I'm trying to be husband number 2 for Sherry. I want to get in on that.
And you know I will buy you a truck. Catholic. You know?
Okay.
Treat mama right, and you might get a Tesla.
I know. Hey, I'm in. I'm in. She's got a new talk show. I want that money, honey.
If I could say hi all the time, I could trick you too, girl.
Wow.
All the gay men are coming for Sherry right now.
All right, guys, it is time for a dish debate.
Yes.
Super interested in what everyone has to say about this. An aspiring artist named Isaiah Smalls is facing criminal charges after jumping Sean Diddy Combs' fence to play Puff Daddy his demo tape.
Ooh.
The 23-year-old man reportedly showed up unannounced at Brother Love's home and began pounding on the security gate in an attempt to strike up a combo with him. But where he messed up is after deciding to hop the fence, he was apprehended by security and held until police arrived and took to jail.
Oh.
Diddy wasn't even home at the time of the incident. Guys, how far is too far to try to get noticed for your dream?
He definitely went too far right there because anything could happen. If you jump on somebody's property, they have every right to kill you and bury your body on the property or call the proper authorities.
With you being a comic, Sherry, darling, I want you to hear a few of my jokes, honey. So can I jump your fence? Or would you be upset?
Yeah. Headcrack, I am curious, though. Like, you're in the rap game. Has anybody, like, tried to get your help and, like, putting them on? And, like, how did you handle that scenario?
I mean, it comes with the territory. I'm on radio. I rap, too. So if I have the opportunity to be able to play a little bit of somebody's demo or something on the radio, I will. That doesn't mean email it to me. But, like, I hear people out because you miss 100% of the chances you don't take. And the fact that you had the courage to even say hello. You know, it starts somewhere.
You don't want them jumping your fence, though. That's like, that's
there's
a
levels
boundary.
Of courage.
Oh, yeah. If you jump my fence, you don't get to leave. Like, you now belong on the property.
Exactly. Like, I got a Cane Corso. I got a guard dog. Mm-hmm. You jump my fence, you're going to be raw meat for his lunch. Mm-hmm. Like, that's just the
I'm still waiting to hear one of Gary's jokes. Gary, what? Are you going to tell us one of these jokes?
Why did the gay chicken cross the road, honey?
Yeah, that's it, Sherry. I told you that one. So, why did he? Headcrack, I love a good purse, baby, to put all my personal essentials in. The Malibu Sky crossbody bag, the adjustable, detachable shoulder strap can give many looks. And y'all, the bag is super soft, but tough at the same time, just like me.
Well, unlike you, Gary, this bag is made out of 100% PETA-approved material. Vegan faux leather, man, with triple top zippers and shiny gold hardware.
Oh, my God. And it is so cute and compact. Not all bulky like other people's bags. But, Headcrack, tell them about the many colors that come in.
Well, Gary, this bag comes in mauve, blue, black, mint, red, tan, and taupe.
Ooh, honey, and the back compartment, honey, has a divider and 8 card slots for extra organization. Hey, Craig, let the people know how much.
Well, usually this crossbody bag has been seen as high as $48. But for our Dish Nation viewers, it's only $19. Yup. Just go to morningsafe.com and tell them Dish Nation sent you.
All right, guys, up next, I got a chance to chat with Mark Wahlberg and Tom Holland about their new movie, Uncharted. So come right back.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
All right, guys, welcome back to Dish Nation. Andrew, what do you got for us today?
Are you ready for some action and adventure?
Yes.
Always.
All right, well, you're in luck because that's just what the movie Uncharted is. It's based on the PlayStation games of the same name, and I got the scoop from Mark Wahlberg, Tom Holland, and Sophia Ali, and we talked about mustaches, too. Check it out.
Mark, every time I see you, I'm like, yes. See, what do you think of that?
I love it, baby.
Yeah?
It's like looking in the mirror, but I just look a lot younger and better looking. Thank you.
Oh, sound like a true actor doing a junket, trying to butter up the press. I see this game now, Mark.
We've done this.
I was very impressed by your Tom Cruise-like cocktail skills in this film. Did you get any inspiration from Tom Cruise while you were like throwing around those things?
I mean, absolutely. You know, for me as a young actor in this sort of action genre, doing my own stunts and stuff like that, Tom Cruise is someone who I have obviously looked up to. And, you know, Cocktail is the perfect movie to take reference from when you are playing a bartender who is doing this sort of flair tricks and all that sort of stuff. And yes, of course, I took some inspiration from it.
Now back to the stash, because in the film, they make fun of you for the stash. And I was thinking that's gotta be a fake stash. But now that I see, like, was that fake? Is this real? I don't know what, you tell me.
No, we had done a scene. There was a post that I did long ago with a mustache where I literally just turned to the camera and said, don't ask.
We were shooting then, and I tried to keep my real mustache, and we couldn't shoot in order. So in order to do the younger Sully stuff, I had to be clean shaven, but we went back to finish the movie, and I was able to actually have my real mustache. So it is a real mustache in the end.
So wait, can you just pull on that for me? So
that's not going on.
Now I have to ask, because you were on Grey's, did people ever come up to you and think you could diagnose their medical condition? Like, did they ever think that you were a real life doctor?
I have this fear when I was filming the show, because I would leave during lunch and I would stay in my scrubs. And I was like, what if someone had a medical emergency while I'm in this restaurant? And they're like, is there a doctor? And I'm there in scrubs. And I'm just like, I'm just an actor. I'm sorry. I'm just an actor. I don't know anything about medicine.
Thank you, Stash, brother. Thank you.
Thank you, brother. Send me a pic of your stash. I did a whole thing on my post. I want to see the Sully stashes. We'll post you up there.
I will do that right now.
All right, thank you, buddy.
Okay, guys, so Mark made good on his promise, and he did share my Sully Stash Challenge pick. What do you guys think of my stash?
I think
you should be in the gang, bro. Yeah. I feel like if they do another movie, you need to be with them.
What would I play?
A private eye. Somebody, a spy.
Okay.
Mystery lover. You'd be somebody's mystery lover. You look kind of sexy there.
Okay. He's very sexy.
Okay, all right, I'll take it.
I could also see you playing an art dealer with a penchant for killing, and no one would suspect you.
Hey, I will freaking cut a bitch, so. Done. Uncharted is out in theaters this weekend, so make sure you check it out.
All right, y'all. A lot of pregnant women find themselves at Taco Bell, but one woman took it to a whole new level. We got the details after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
It's time for Didn't See Dish Coming. Okay, everybody knows I love a fun and creative maternity photo shoot. Well, I think creative might be an understatement for what I am about to show you. So a woman named Becca Marlowe, who claims to be Taco Bell's biggest fan, not only had her maternity shoot at a local Taco Bell, but she also had her baby's newborn shoot there as well. So everything was Taco Bell themed, and she even wrapped her adorable baby in a giant burrito.
Aww.
How is this for your Taco Tuesday? Really?
I wonder how absorbent a tortilla is, you know, as it relates to, like, you know, being used as a diaper, because it looks rather comfortable.
God. Yeah.
This could be the start of maybe like a Taco Bell baby menu, because, like, it is easy to eat if you're a child.
This is what happens when you and your husband go through that drive-thru. You get yourself a couple of cheesy Gorgito crunches.
Yep.
He wants to live mas, and he gives you that Baja Blast.
Oh! Hey, you know you got it with the Baja Blast.
Yeah.
He wants to live mas.
Baby, we're going to live mas tonight.
Now she got a Taco Belly.
If you guys had to do a photo shoot at your favorite restaurant, where would you do a photo shoot?
I'd probably go to like a Buffalo Wild Wings or something like that. Mm.
You're dressed appropriately.
Look like you could do your photo shoot
I'd
about 10
minutes.
I'd probably
do my photo shoot at a Hooters.
Go in there right now.
I could do my photo shoot at a Waffle House. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.